Begin the ground out from the Sechta Zvach and the Samach Gimel. Begin the base, and test Mazda, begins the Gemara, the Yerid Nala Okib. So they go up on the southwest and they come down on their hills. It's not because we don't want them to walk unnecessarily, which you have to go all the way around the other way, because the Mekinah, that would be the case. Then also when he goes up the southeastern corner for those things, you also should just come back on your heels. Rather, the reason over here is Chazir Osel Okiv, because going back on your heels, that is going to the right, and hence, since you're going back on your heels, that's actually the appropriate direction. And therefore that's considered going to the right. Really, it goes both ways. We should have said, yeah, as the pasuk is saying, but we find this parakam on Dav Zayin Mabez. Because it's called Toyda Shlama, but Ein Shlam Kuru Toyda. And so the Menach is parakat Toyda, payment base, Lechem Ikri Toyda, Toyda Likur Lechem. We say what one thing is referred under the category of something else, but that doesn't make the other thing, that's the category related to the thing itself. So the Mincha should be a Chatzis, but not the Chatzis of Mincha. Here's something that says, you know, the Vadu Lemikushim Echad Le'in Lishma. The parakama, you're right. Most evident regarding the halacha of lishma, which we speak about in the first parak regarding toyda and shlamim, all in the toyster amoyis, and regarding the other, the gemara in Menachos, when there's leftover funds, the parak atoyd over there. Because for that, you're right. It's a one way street, not a two way street. The halacha, but we're dashing from a hekesh. The mincha lechatas ishkesh. That it's not because one thing is called the name of the other one. It's a hekesh. It says the mincha lechatas. Vadi lahadadi ikalak shin shabbat. We could compare it, and the comparison is going to work both ways. Not only that the mincha lechatas, but the chatas is also like a mincha. The next test master begins the gemara machatas tunetzavin. Just like Chatzis needs the north, so too Mincha. That's what the Hekesh is teaching. So Pesach by Kuntres, Rashi explained the Gersu Mishabesh. This is a mistaken text. It's erroneous. Shaharei loy Chatzis oiv tu netzafin, because neither does the Chatzis oiv require north. Kedama, like the Gemara says, loy ben oiv betzafin, that a bird does not require north. But the Mincha tu netzafin, and actually a Mincha also doesn't require north, so it's not true. But then, since we're going to say. Then Rashi says, if you're going to say Mincha's Chatzis Chaluka, maybe you'll say that the Mincha of a Chatzis is different Mishar Menachos than all other Menachos. So that takes care of that question, that you're right, Mincha doesn't require a nook, but maybe Mincha's Chayti would. And Ula Chatzis Behema Makashla. And you're right, Chatzis doesn't require, but we're comparing it to the Chatzis of Behema. Have a little mist, but then says Rashi, have a little mist, must eat in Lael. Then it should have said in the Mishnah previously, the Ketanah, we said, call him Menachos Nekamasa Bechomagamazara, should have said, yeah. Omenachos could have kmitza everywhere in the Azar. Chutz Menachos Chayde should have said that exception because that needs the north. But moreover, Efsher, is it really possible? Chatzis Oyv Habab Dallas. There's Oyv Yerid. If you're wealthy, an animal carbon. If you can't afford that, so in place of that, when you're poor, you bring a Chatzis Oyv. That comes Tachas Chatzis Behema. So that in the tune itself, and that doesn't require the north. Shari Nasa became in Rabbi's Remus because we know that because it's done on the southwestern corner. That's not in the north. And a mincha ba tachas chatzis oiv, yet a mincha, if you're very poor, that you bring a flower offering instead of a bird korban, that comes in place of chatzis oiv, titer and tzavan, that's required enough and be more stringent. So therefore, v'gir sachri negarsin ba, rather says Rashi, we have a different text. But Rashi says, v'eni de'amita, I don't know the veracity of it, but v'nir ba'enai, says Rashi, it appears in my eyes, ma'chatas b'sul l'shalol l'shma, just like a sin offering is invalid if it's done shalol l'shma, av mincha b'sul l'shalol l'shma, so the mincha becomes disqualified if it's done shalol l'shma. And says Rashi, v'chanami l'filom, v'rekam the menachas, this is how the Gemara says in the first break, menachas, ad kam l'shna kontra, says Taisus, up and hail the words of Rashi. But says Taisus, v'kashla perushai, is difficult to his interpretation. You're right. Initially, Menachos Avdal Merav, the Gemara says, Bishlam Menachos Chayte, you're right, the flower offering of the sinner. Chatzis Karech Menter calls it a Chatzis. Av Menachos Kanois, but regarding that of the Saita Menolam, where you know, that was the Gemara's Havamina, that it says this limud that Rashi brings, that he says the proper gears of Maskana Mina, but actually says the Gemara's conclusion is not like this. It says, El Menachos Chayte, Menachos Kanois, the Besula, Shalal Shimon, Menolam, where do we know that they're disqualified? Chatzis time am I? What's the reason by Chatzis d'chse behi? Hachanami hachse behi? So we see the reason why it ends up being ma'akev is not from this hekesh. That's not the hekesh. Learn it from the word he that tells us ma'akev. But kosher gets us from now. But since there's another question on according to the text that Rashi rejects, the ones that we have in the svarim, is the parakeet is mekamen. The Gemara previously of memtesam beis muchach. It's obvious the Chatzis are tu'un etzofen ka'ila. That how do we know the Chatzis requires north? Like ka'ila. have a hekesh. That's a hekesh from Oila. And if that's the case, hecha asi mincha, how would you learn a mincha? V'hadi alfin mechatas and learn that from chatas, but v'chidor alam behekesh, but chatas itself is learning from hekesh. V'chizom lam behekesh? Everyone agrees you can't go and now teach them in kachem regarding menachas. So that's another question on that girsa. But more of a kamashikish b'kunch, similar to like the way Rashi asked, the chamira lahava mincha mechatas oif. You can't say that the mincha is more severe than the oif, the asim mekayim, where it's coming in place of that, and that being the tune that suffered, so therefore for sure, mincha cannot require an oath. But in Mirush Limus, it says actually, on that question, you actually have a teres kainim, and teres kainim in the Braisa, yalfina, and we learn that the chatz oif psula shalal lishma. We actually do learn that it's disqualified shalal lishma, min ha-pasik, from the pasik, that, and below yalfina, mechaz chayte, and we don't learn out from mechaz chayte, the mapik psul mekra achrina, where you learn out psul from somewhere else. So in other words, it's not necessarily a contradiction where you could say that just like we darsh in the psul shloshman because chayt from one pasik and we say chatzay from a different pasik. So we see lechayra, you know, not like the way Rashi is saying, and you could according to Rashi, why would you need a separate pasik to learn out if it's bimkay? But says Tesis, yes, litches. But you know, you could reject that. It doesn't explain exactly why, but it says that wouldn't necessarily be a correct point. Then it says the miu. However, MS, the truth is that the mincha lebayit tzafen, that yeah, it would seem like the way Rashi says to reject the text because mincha does not require the north. It just needs when it's brought in the bowl to the southwestern corner, like the Gemara brings shortly, and vakamitza in the Tain Safin, and taking the festival does not require the north of the mechaz chayte nami, even by the mechaz chayte, which we said maybe that would be the exception. No, kimuch b'desef to the menachas perkam al chaim b'shchita should toin the safin that it says the severity of shchita requires the north mash and kim b'kamitza is not by the kamitza. So you see clearly now v'chitim begin to say oh hain the mechaz nadav, that's only by the donated mechaz chayte to the safin, but by the you're right, the sinner's flower offering does require the north. Mekamakam ein chaim b'shchita legami, that It's not totally a severity of shchita. Should they b'shchita nami less of itself and b'kalim that you don't have the north either by kachem kalim on that miyush lemon. No, the klol b'kachem kachem that in general by kachem kachem have a dumi de mincha that's similar to mincha. So what I was trying to say is that you see that the Bryce explains. You have a severity of kmitza over you see that it's saying don't say that it means mechaz adava because that doesn't require the north and therefore shchita is more chamer than kmitza since yeah shchita also doesn't require the north because kachem kalim is not in the north so then that wouldn't be a chumra of shchita over kmitza because anyways that there are places that require and some that don't. So the Tosis is saying that if you think to say it's mechaz nadav, mechaz chayte would require tzafen, then the question becomes, then it wouldn't be really severity of shchita. Should shchita not be less of a tzafen mekalim? That's the Tosis. The Yishlam that you can say is no, that the klal b'kachem kachem abedumi de mincha. That you can say that since menachas are kachem kachem, it means to say it's lechumah that b'shchita of kachem kachem on kmitza of kachem kachem, because every mincha is called kachem kachem. So therefore, even though shchita is kachem kachem, it's not in the north. You can still say that's a chumma of shchitas kachem kachem on kmitza that all kachem kachem require the north, which is not the case by kmitzas menachas. And says Taisis v'zeh daichik, that's pushing it. Now v'oid moreover the Talmud b'seifa we learned at the end of the brayso chaim b'kmitza b'malika. We say a severity of kmitza over malika is kmitza deicha Shabbos v'tumah. Because kmitza overrides Shabbos and Tumah. Now, for listening, why don't you say shekmitza tun tzafen v'limalika? Avagav dish kmitza d'le by tzafen. Even though there is kmitza, doesn't require the north kugur minchas nadava. Kamaykin in the derech Shabbos. That so too it doesn't override Shabbos. So you should have said that this severity that kmitza is sometimes done in the north. And since the Braisa doesn't mention this chumra, it's obvious that yeah, every type of mincha does not require. But me and nearly litche says Taisa said. Appears to me to reject this raya because that actually The Rais is not talking about a general chumra by mincha over malika, because dohena deicha Shabbos, because that we're saying specifically that we're talking about that regarding the mincha so'omer, because el ma'ar b'mincha so'omer or mincha tamid she mitzibur that's the hein vaday loy by itzafen. They don't require the north. That's what we're talking about, because we were using the cases that were being utilized in that Gemara's discussion, but it wasn't referring to the mechas chayta. Mechas chayta by mitzafin, you could say mechas chayta does require the north. There's kishul chatz behema, because it is compared to chatz behema. Shabbat chalifa sa bashir, says Rabbi Nebarchan, and could be right. Could be you compared to the chatz behema, and could be that it would have the halacha of requiring the north. Now, whatever B'chaim Gar is, his gear in the Gemara is like this. So what is the proper gear? So, Machatzis Oif Tuni Yisoid. Just like the Chatzis Oif needs the base, the Chsiv considers the positive. Nishba Dom, you must say Sodom is Bech, you pour to the foundation of this Bech. Av Mechaz Chayte. So, Av Mincha, so do the flour of Tuna Hakosh, requires when you bring it in the bowl, it has to be with this foundation. These are things that require tenufa, the waving. Because it says Lefnei Hashem, which is b'mizrach on the east. But you say Lefnei Hashem, which is b'mayir. Pirush b'hach shmaite in that sugya. So Mishani, and that the Gemara answers, Hanimele Mincha. Oh, that's why Mincha they create Chatas. That's called a Chatas. Chatas to the Yisayid. Chatas requires the base. But Karen Dremes Mizrachas, Lahil Yisayid. Avlocha Behir, Levne Hashem Kirin Abay. That's considered Levne Hashem. Now, Mahashta, Kula Bedarm, like Lemem. You can't say it's all in the south, Mishem Yisayid, because you need the Yisayid. But Kula Bemarb Namaliyo, you can't say it's all in the west, Mishem Nexib, it says El Panem is Bech, Dainu Darm. Kamakam Itzuk Levne Hashem. So what do you need Lefnei Hashem? The Leitim, don't say Alpanei Mizbech, because there's a cause of who? The Rav Gav, the Lesley, you said, even though there's no, you said. Bresh Pirk and Parashti, in the beginning of the Parag, on Daf Nechaz Menav, the Maschel Moshech, Parashti explained Mashe Hiksha, where he asked the Gabi Gachom, the Yemekipurim, the Kor Lefnei Hashem, the Mayer of Davka, that's specifically regarding the West. But, what you see is that, based on this drasha, since we learn from Chatas, that the mincha requires Hagosha Kenegi Yisayit, and it's not the whole south that's kosher of Hagosha, because there's no Yisayit. It has to be the Amma that's near the Karen. But and that says Taisis, but don't say that you can bring it to the west with the Yisayit, because it says Opanei Mizbech, which has to be to the south, so it means the southwestern corner. And that's what Taisis, every time you can say, Shamanachas Menola. That where do you know the other Menachas? Because Bechidim we're going to say in the Iskish called Menachas Lachatas, Ba'ashim Parshat Tzav. And we're feeding Mashir Hadam, so we learn that from the left of a blood shetun you say, which requires the base. Kim, that's the case, Mechas Chayte, typically Mahasim, so Mechas Chayte is also not from there. It's all Menachas. Lloyd, moreover, Menolan, the Magshinon, the Sharayim, how would you know to compare to the left of a blood, like the Shinon, let's call this Dam, compared to the initial Zrikas? And Balebo Yisod Kechatas never should not require base, like Chatas doesn't require base, it's not all four corners. V'yashem Tzvi Gizir, the Chesil of Nei Hashem in Mechaz Chayte, Chesil of Nei Hashem by the Mechaz Chayte, B'chol Menoch is not Chesil of Nei Hashem, Ki Heichi, so that the Heil of Nei Hashem Keneged Yisod, just like there it's, by Mechaz Chayte, it's Keneged Yisod, Hainami Keneged Yisod, so to all the other Menoch is also Keneged Yisod. But like Gizir V'shove Mamashi, it's not really Gizir V'shove, the Dovah Lom Mehekesh, because Mechaz Chayte, it's learned out from Mehekesh, Meboilon, there's a Gemara's question, Ichaz Malam Gizir V'shove, if you go teach elsewhere with Gizir V'shove, Eloi, or if not. And rather, so it says Gil Mosab Amma, it's just a Gil, when it says over there, so that would mean elsewhere also, that would have the same definition. That's how you know for other Menachas. Rabbi Tam Garas, his gear says actually, Ma Chatas Tuni Yamin, just like Chatas requires it in the right hand, Av Mincha Kein Sot Mincha. So it says then behind it, like Rabbi Shimon, it's not like Rabbi Shimon, that's in the Chavim and Av, but of the Bekli, that if you come to do the service with a vessel, of the Besmali, do it with the left hand. And here you're saying it has to be the right. Or Yinam, you could say, I feel like Rabbi Shimon, even like Rabbi Shimon, like a Gunshab, of the Biyad. When you come to do the service with the hand, the Amma there says, of the Bimin, Kechat, when you do it with the hand, then you do it with the right hand, like a chatas. At Kan Haga, up until here is the edited comment. Next says Master begins the Gemara. Av chatas became a Rav Turemis. So to chatas is in the southwestern corner, which we're saying that the Malikas Aleif, that's Kasha B'chamalkam, but the spraying has to be B'keren Jermis Ravis. So he says, Tim, it's a wonder, because L'yafinim and Malika, why don't you learn the Malika also? B'shem L'yafinim, Elimidit Ashkechan Dabay Mizbeach Kim Mincha. Maybe you only learn things that require Mizbeach, like the Mincha, which is what Agash is for, and those things that require has to be in the southwestern corner. But other things that don't, you wouldn't be learning out. V'chem Pesh B'keren Jermis B'samach, that's how Rashi explains shortly. Next is Master B'nizim Mogha, B'darim Kayem is Kula. Oh, all of it is in the south. So, since the Mizbeach is in the north, so all of it you're going to have in the south. So Torah says, "Al Karch Rebbe Eliezer Islay." Obviously, Rebbe Eliezer has to hold that the Ma'achatas Tuni aside, that he's comparing it to the Mechat Chatas, so that he's learning that Russia, that the Ma'achat is turning aside, so too you're going to say the same thing is for the Mincha, because the Elav Hachi. Because if not, Menole, where would he get the Amar Maravis that he says that it should be in the West? Obviously, that you know this from that Hekish. So it's a wonder, because it became as a case of Nashem Lamali. Why do you need Lefnei Hashem to teach you? Dremis Nafkalon, you know it has to be in the south, Me'al Penei Mizbech, which is where the Kevesh is. Umarevis Medabai Yisoid, you know it has to be in the west, when the fact it needs foundation. So he's bothered. So if he knows that that Hagasha of the Mincha requires Yisoid, so why would you need so why, according to him, did the Torah write it all the words Lefnei Hashem? You'll know from the Pnei Mizbech, together with the fact that you need to have the Yisoid, that it's going to be on the southwestern corner.